there's a continuous battle as it pertains to poverty. What our effort is, our hope, in the presentation of this bill, is to really take a proactive step in closing what has been a growing income inequality gap here, not only in the state of Florida, but in the country as a whole. So it's become absolutely necessary to begin taking proactive steps to make sure that we, as a state, move in the right direction. We can no longer afford, as a state, to continue playing small-town politics as we begin to move into our ascension as the third largest state in the country. We have to begin operating as such. And we've seen other states who've chosen to take more proactive steps. We know that there are several states that in this upcoming year will put on their ballots initiatives to raise their minimum wage. And really what our bill does is aligns with the national push for a minimum wage hike to 10-10. So with that being said, I want to bring forward Representative Cynthia Stafford. My colleague in the House is going to be carrying this bill to give some insight as well.
Thank you. And I also convey my sentiments, as Senator Bullitt has stated. Thank you all for being here. And Senator Bullitt, thank you for your leadership in this effort. And I want to also acknowledge my colleagues that are here, Leader Thurston, Pro Tem Jones, Leader Designate Pafford, and all of my colleagues in the Florida House and the Senate who have joined us in surrounding this issue. We're just urging the Florida legislature to do the right thing. And the right thing to us is to raise the state minimum wage to 10-10. We want the state of Florida to give everyone a chance to have a good quality of life, a good, decent wage, have the ability to earn a decent living. This is a state for all people, not just some people. And what we will do, if the legislature, we hoping that they will have the will and the way to bring all of us up so that we all can contribute to society. This bill will not only benefit the workers, but it will also benefit the economy, because if people are making more, they will spend more. So it's a win-win for all of us, and we're just encouraging our colleagues on both sides of the aisle and in both chambers to support the people. Support the people, because the people will then support the businesses and support each other. And that's what it's all about, making a better Florida. 10-10 will help, will put us at, take people, move them above the poverty line. And that's what we are looking at trying to do. So we thank you for your support. And now, Senator Bullitt, I'm going to call him back to put a face to the issue, someone who this impacts personally, and to convey their sentiments. Thank you for being here.
Yes, as we all know, the minimum wage is something that really has two very interesting parts. Of course, at the standard minimum wage, which is for, of course, many retail workers, everyday low-wage workers. But there's a more troubling statistic, and that is for tipped wage workers. Here in the state of Florida, the tipped wage rate is $4.35. A few years back, one of my colleagues in the Senate unfortunately had the really audacity to try and propose cutting the tipped wage to $2.13, which is the federal wage for tipped workers. And so to talk about the plight of tipped workers, to talk about the plight of restaurant employees, I want to bring forward Mr. Gene Souffron with the Restaurant Opportunity Center of Miami.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much, Senator Bullitt and Rep. Stafford. My name is Gene Souffron from the Restaurant Opportunity Center United, a national nonprofit that advocates for better wages and better conditions in the restaurant industry. We are happy today to sit alongside those pioneers who are championing this bill, because what this essentially means is a language that no worker should earn less than the regular minimum wage, and as we are talking about $10.10, meaning that millions millions of workers in the restaurant industry will be able to earn a livable wage and be able to take home wages that can help their families. This bill will particularly affect women because 70% of the 10 millions of restaurant workers are women. And they are the three times three times likely to be getting assistance from the government because of the wages that they earn. And when you live up, when you are living off tips, when you go to work and the wage that you earn goes towards taxes and all you take home is your tips, tips go up and down every day, every week, every month. So your bill stays the same. So you can see the value in having a bill like this and what it would mean to countless of others. The restaurant industry have over 10 million people. So a bill like this will help take them out of poverty. And Florida will be one of many states, or this year will be introducing this language about having no worker earn less than the minimum wage. So I am happy today from the Restaurant Opportunity Center to stand with Webb Stafford and Senator Bullard as they champion this bill and urge all of you to stand with us as we lift the people of Florida out of poverty. Thank you.